Ladies and gentlemen, we have now hit double digits. We're at class number 10 with the Obsession Beast Parent Education Level 1 course. We're knocking this thing out. We're getting there. You're going to absolutely love this one as we talk about Kyle's, so my, step-by-step development methodology framework. And we are going to absolutely kill this one today. Now, let's get into it. And the first question you have to really ask and answer yourself for your child's development. This is the first question you have to ask yourself and answer. Are you willing to go step by step in their developmental journey to give them the best chance at long-term success, whether that's in the sport or not? Even if it's just become a better person in society, what are you willing to do and help them achieve? Are you willing to go step by step? And the only person that can make that decision as the parental figure is you. So let's see what you're willing to do. And take the time to think about that while we continue the presentation. Now, in order for your child to have the greatest long-term opportunity for success, there are five key skills from a technical standpoint that your player needs to have to achieve long-term potential. And no, passing isn't the first one. Contrary to popular belief, where you see people on the sidelines, parents, particularly even coaches, that will say, stop dribbling, pass, stop dribbling, pass. So there are five keys that players need to have to unlock potential. And no, passing is not the first one. Contrary to popular belief of parents and coaches on the sideline telling players to stop dribbling and to pass the ball. It's not the first step. It's not the second step, and it's not the third step in my methodology framework. So we're going to find out here very shortly what is in the framework and what order passing is available. Now, in order to be successful in the long term, you need to make sure that they have developed the following. And the first step is core skill. The player must have core skill, and this is the first step on the ladder in our step-by-step developmental methodology framework. Now you're gonna be asking Kyle, what is core skill? That's a great question. Now, I'll bring it back to the school reference I've done before in previous classes. So let's imagine you have a child, young, let's say first grade as the example, and they're going into reading. Now, when they go into reading, it would be unreasonable for me as the person, you as a parent and the teacher, to expect them to be able to read a full page or a full book. That would be completely unreasonable for us to expect that. It's the same thing when it comes to youth development. It would be unreasonable for me to assume that the player can then be put into a game and be successful. Now, we need to develop in step one, core skill. Core skill is to develop the foundational pieces that players need to have just to be successful. So think about school again. The first step would be, if we're going to teach reading, they have to learn the ABCs of reading. So A, letter A, letter B, letter C, so on and so forth, all the way up to Z. Once they can learn that, then maybe we start teaching them a word and they start putting it together. Then we can maybe start looking at phrases. So like 2, 3, 4 words. And then once they have that, they can start doing sentences. Once they have sentences, then we can maybe start reading a page at a time, right? So then you can see it's sequential order. It's the same thing when it comes to football technical development. It's a sequential order. So the first step, like I said, is core skill. This is basics. This is moving the ball, touching the ball, skill work, which I'm going to explain here momentarily, but that's things like juggling, toe taps, foundation, foundation drag, foundation outside, foundation drag two, drag touch, outside inside, pulls with the sole, all things like that to help the player be successful, right? And it's just core skill. And it's just basic ball movement with the shoelaces, with dribbling. That's literally what it is. It's the foundation of technical development. Now, step two on the ladder. So we're moving forward now. So we're on the second step now. We've done core skill. Now we're looking at dribbling ability. This is the second step. We're going to be teaching specific skill moves. And there's actually five of them. I told you four before, but there's one more. We have fakes and feints. This is how you beat somebody to go forward. So we're not trying to go back. We're not trying to go sideways. We're trying to beat an opponent with a fake or a feint to go forward. So the player has to learn how to sell their skill by using their body, by faking the opponent to go forward. Next one would be what we call stops and starts. And by the way, this is not in a sequential order. This is just overview. Another one would be stops and starts. This is when you learn to stop the ball and restart the ball. And there's various ways to do that. And that can also be technically classified as a fake or a feint because you can stop the ball, defender stops, and you continue to proceed forward. Next one is change of direction. This is when you want to, for example, you're dribbling forward this way and you want to change direction, do a 180. You do a skill to change direction to go back 180. Next one is what I call escape moves. Escape moves are if you're in maybe a high pressured situation and you need to literally escape, evade a defender to get away from them. It could also be used if you're near a sideline or an end line, you need to use the skill to get away from that area. Or if a teammate comes in front of you or close to your proximity or a referee or something. Those are other uses of an escape move. Now, the final one is what we call complex skill. Now, this is harder, but this is when you want to combine skills. So this would be an example of like you're dribbling or the player's dribbling. They drag the ball. They then scissor and then push. That would be complex skill. So it's more like combination of skills that are introduced to help. Usually, they're normally for fakes and feints. They can be used for change of direction as well. They do exist, but it's more to beat an opponent, but it's more complex than just a basic skill. So that is the second step in the development methodology framework that I've created. The third one is winning 1v1, and it's really just 1v1 playing ability. Winning 1v1 is to be successful at it. So the whole point of this is to be able to implement our core skill and our dribbling ability and skills in 1v1 play. Now, the great thing about 1v1, because you're probably thinking that they have to do all this core skill and all this dribbling ability before they can play 1v1. No, they don't. It can be tied into their training. So if they're doing core skill or they're doing dribbling, you can then incorporate 1v1 so they actually get to apply and practice their skills. So if they're learning how to do, for example, foundation outside, that means they're doing touch, 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 push outside, or outside inside footwork. They're then practicing those skills and you're trying to implement that in 1v1 scenarios. Or if they're now practicing scissors or body fakes, they can then implement those in 1v1 scenarios. So this would be things like winning your attacking duels, defending your attacking duels, like I said, implementing your skills correctly, and then that beast mentality and owning that responsibility to say, you know what? It's kill or be killed. It's my responsibility to win or lose. And that's done through 1v1, and it's 100% on the player. Very important. The next one then we go into is now the fourth step. This is now where passing ability, and actually they kind of go hand in hand, the next one. It's passing and receiving ability. Like I said, they go hand in hand. Passing ability would be proper form, because it's hard to teach passing without the opposite side of receiving. So passing is proper form, right foot and left foot, along with toe poke. Now, I'm sure you're going to say, well, Kyle, there's more forms to passing than just inside the foot left and right and toe poke. Correct. This is just the first step. There's also obviously outside of the foot. There's also the bend. There's also the drive. There's also the float, right? There's a whole bunch of different types of, and there's more than that. I'm just giving an example. There's back heels as well, right? So, but the point is, these are the foundational pieces to create a player that has the ability for longer term success. Then we go into receiving, again, hand in hand with passing, but this is technically step 5. And this would be how the player controls and receives the ball. So from a pass, from a basic fundamental standpoint, we're talking about controlling the ball with the right foot, controlling the ball with the left foot, and then turning with the right foot and turning with the left foot. So this means using the proper foot to receive, right foot, left foot, and also being able to turn. That could be turning 90 degree, that could be a 45 degree, that could be a 180. They need to learn how to turn with the ball. Once this has all been achieved, and we've worked on this, and there is at least a level of comfortability with all of them, right? All of them there's comfortability with, then it would be reasonable for me, you as a parent, and your coaches of your child to expect where we can move into step 6, which is advanced decision making. This is only achievable once fundamental skill, and it's more than comfortability, I call it proficiency, is achieved. Now, it doesn't have to technically be proficiency, but it would be kind of unreasonable for us to expect high level of ability without proficiency in these five categories. And I think that's fair to say. I think you would come to an agreement with that. But once the player has fundamental skill and proficiency is achieved, then we can really focus in on advanced decision making and what we would call tactical play. So how to play your position, how to move on the field, why you need to open up into this space, how do we start implementing greater pieces to improve game intelligence. So if we look at this in order, sequential order, we have our development methodology. Like I said, step one, core skill. Step two, dribbling ability and skill. Step three, 1v1 playing ability. Step four, passing ability. Step five, receiving ability. And just so you know, this isn't just 1 foot, by the way, this is both feet. And then the last one would be advanced decision making. Okay, now make sure you understand that. I hope that makes sense. Very, very important for people to understand this. And the thing you have to remember, especially as a parent, this is a process, it is a journey. It will take time. Unfortunately, your child will not achieve success right away. It might take a week, it might take a month, it might take 6 months. And this is why for us, and for me personally, I prefer to do core skill and dribbling first before you go into passing and receiving, and obviously 1v1, but here's why. It is much easier in my opinion, in my expert opinion, for a player to learn how to pass after they've learned how to dribble correctly or proficiently than go the other way. So it's much easier for them to learn how to dribble and then pass. Then the flip side would be to pass and then dribble. What happens when you try the other side, you can create players that can pass the ball, but then they're afraid to dribble because they've always been taught to receive and pass. Whereas if you teach them how to dribble first, there will be a time period of delay for them to realize the decision-making process of when to pass and when to dribble, but they will at least have the confidence to keep dribbling. And then you can teach them to then pass the ball. So that's just something to think about and keep in your perspective moving forward. Now, my recommendations for this class, step 10, are the following. Does your child practice and have core skill? Does your child have the ability to use skill moves? Does your child have the ability to win 1v1 duels on the attacking and defending sense? Does your child have the ability to pass proficiently with the right foot and the left foot? Does your child have the ability to control the ball correctly? And then the final one would be, then does your child have the skills necessary to make a correct decision? And the reason why that one is the last one, as you can probably remember or imagine or guess, is because they can't make a correct decision 99 times out of 100 without the skills necessary. So let me say that one more time for you. It is unreasonable for us to expect, me and you and your coaches, to expect your player to make a correct decision with the accurate level of skill if they don't have that level of skill. That would be completely unreasonable. They cannot dribble with both feet, they cannot pass with both feet, they cannot receive with both feet, and they cannot beat somebody 1v1 with both feet. It would be unreasonable for us to expect them to make a correct decision when it comes to game time. So that's very important for people to understand. Now, that's basically it with this class. I hope that makes sense. There's a lot of content with this one. It's not long, so take your time to review it. Replay the process as necessary. Replay the class as necessary. And we'll see you guys in class number 11. If you want more information, I have my age development curriculum that you can watch and look at for free on my YouTube channel, Kyle C. Wilson Official. All you need to do is just smash that subscribe button when you get there, and we'll see you there.
Hey guys, I absolutely love that you're checking out and listening to the podcast. And I only have one ask quickly, and that would be if you could please share this podcast with somebody else that you maybe know that is going through the system or struggling to navigate it from the youth soccer perspective. And that would mean the absolute world to me because, as you know, I don't sell anything through the podcast and I don't have any sponsorships. And the more people that I can help, that is my overall objective. So I would absolutely love if you could share this with somebody. Take the 5 seconds to do so by sending it through social media or WhatsApp or whatever way that you like to share content, and I will make sure that I continue to deliver valuable and insightful content for you.